This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, I was going to say that I bailed on volleyball at 9:30, but screw that. Let's talk about you not putting a chair out, because that was truly what I did. That was mine. They asked me to play volleyball at 9:30 last night on the league, and I bailed and didn't respond and acted like I didn't see it.
Oops.
I didn't even respond, DZ.
9:30? No, that's too late.
And I made my friend go, and she goes, I'll take one for the team, because tomorrow's your birthday.
Homie.
And I went, thank you, and then I moved on with my life. So that was my Am I the Jerk. I bailed on my volleyball league that I've joined.
Not the
Just
jerk.
Because I didn't like the 9:30 time.
I texted you at 8, and you said, it's dark in my room, I'm in my bed.
That's true.
Night-night.
I was in my bed, okay? That was not a lie. That was the true story.
I believed it, because I would have been, too.
It being your birthday today, honestly, makes you not
it.
The jerk.
And I milked
it. Of course
right.
You milked it.
But you know what? This isn't about me anymore. This is about DZ. Now, why would you not pull? You did not give a woman your seat.
Hear
Explain.
Me out. This isn't like I was on the
Hear
bus.
Hear me out.
I wasn't on public transit here, right? We were at Diversity Club at my niece's school. I drove to Illinois to her school, right? Literally.
And they asked you to come because you're Colombian, you're black, you represent.
Ding, ding, ding.
You're like, I will come to Diversity Club and I will be a part of this.
I consider myself diverse. You know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
I would just join it. I don't know if I could speak in it, but I would join it.
Right.
Just so you know.
But there was people from all walks of life
yeah,
there. So
it's cool.
I pulled up and they were doing, you know, different activities from different cultures. And it
cool.
took me a little bit to catch up, right? But it was like, it's activities for first through third graders.
Got it.
You imagine, there's not very like detail here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was more for the snacks and
I'm
to support.
I'm glad that they're trying to teach kids, though, because, you know, I grew up Jewish, and my mom, every single year in elementary school, would come to school, and she would actually bring, like, latkes and all these foods
yep.
we make.
Yep.
We would make at home, and she would come in and do a presentation, not to, like, make anyone religious, but to teach them about what our religion was, because nobody else was Jewish that I grew up with.
Exactly.
So she would be like, here's the traditions we have in our family to make it less weird to the other kids, right? And so they would learn about a different religion. They'd learn that we have traditions and why I'm at temple on certain days and not at school. Like,
mm-hmm.
I grew up pretty religious. So
mm-hmm.
so those were things my mom would come and teach the class about so they would learn. Because
exactly.
how else would you learn?
And they spent the year doing
yeah.
that. And this was like the culmination
That's
of like
cool.
the end of year, the last Diversity Club day where family was invited.
Yeah.
And my niece, Honor May, invited me. She
yeah.
was like, cool, the cool uh-huh. uncle, pull up.
So well, that's
of course,
because you're cool. Yeah.
I pulled up, right? Right? Naturally, we're just hanging out, sitting there. A mom comes in late. And mind you, I mean, her daughter is at the table that I'm sitting at with my niece.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks at me like expecting me to give up the chair or something. And I'm looking at her going, I'm sitting here with my kid also, bro. I don't know what you want me to do. Sorry.
Oh, because you know what?
This isn't my place.
A dad with a baby is the same as a mom with a baby, for the record.
I didn't have my kids.
Oh, I thought you said you were sitting there with your kid.
Well, niece.
With my niece. She's my child in this moment.
Yeah, like, that counts.
You know what I mean? Like, I am giving her the attention. So unless you want me to now give you the chair and move about the way,
Wait.
Right?
You're getting your knee fixed in less than a week.
Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Had you not had a bum knee, would you have gotten up?
Probably.
Interesting.
And quick.
Okay.
Way quicker. I would have given the seat up.
But you didn't tell her.
I didn't even realize that she was expecting me, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was just there, and she stood at the table for a good 5-10 seconds.
Yeah.
And like, looked at me at the table, and then I realized, I was like, oh, snap. She was waiting for me to be the gentleman and give her she was waiting for me to give her the chair. It only didn't click until one of the teachers walked over and said, here, let me grab you a chair from, like, a side room
oh,
or something.
Oh, but everyone looked at you because you're the dude.
Because I'm
the only
dude.
Guy.
At that table, yeah.
being a guy sucks.
I was the only guy at the table.
For once, we found a loophole why being a man is not fun.
And I didn't think twice of it until she was staring at me going, huh, I wonder. And
I found the loophole.
I ain't say nothing about my knee. I ain't say nothing about nothing. I'd be completely honest with you. I just sat in the chair and kept on going with my activity. So I want to know, I guess, am I the jerk for not standing up, giving her the chair, and not saying anything about me having a bum leg? I didn't feel like I needed to tell her why I didn't give her my seat.
Yeah, you did.
Which really? Makes you,
yes. Because I'd be looking at you going, wow, that's a jerk. Wow, that guy didn't even want to get up for me. How rude.
She was 20 minutes late. I'm sorry that you didn't arrive on time to get a chair. Yeah.
Fair.
You can stand next to your child now. Is this not a moment of equality in the world?
See, now my wifey, my friend Christine, we call each other wifey. She's in here. She came by with her daughter, Zaina, for my birthday. She says, what do you say?
She should have grabbed a chair. She was late.
It's on her. Granted, she...
Look at her. My friend's sticking up for you, even.
Yeah.
We're in a school. We don't know where these chairs are coming from, right? She's just coming to the table where her child is and wondering where she's going to sit.
Well, we got a name. Bum Leg Billy, a.k.a. DZ.
A.k.a. DZ.
Bum Leg Billy wants to know if he's the jerk for not giving the woman his chair at this diversity day. Betty in Waukesha said, not the jerk. If I arrive somewhere later than other people, there's no way I would expect anyone, man or woman, to feel bad. Hold on though, DZ. When we are late to they set up these meetings in our building at 10 a.m. all the time.
Yeah.
And we're on the air till 10.
Yep.
So DZ and I always walk into these meetings in our conference room.
Couple minutes late.
10:05 because we're always, and we walk in, we're obnoxious and loud, and we make an entrance, right?
Grandpa.
And they're already in the middle of the meeting. Yep. So we walk in, and there we are,
tra-la-la.
Right? Tra-la-la. And it's kind of like, you know, if there's no chairs, we sit on, what's it called?
Off to the ledge, on the counter, if you will.
No man in that room has ever
stood up and been like, hey, Allie, sit down.
Here's a chair, Allie.
They look at me
and they let me sit in the back on the table. That's where I was going with that.
We're all equal in that endeavor. We all, as parents, like, I got there on time. I sat in the chair, right? Like,
Not the jerk, even a little. Women need to stop expecting stuff. This is from a female, too.
They all looked at me. Like, for real, everybody in that room kind of looked at me expecting me to have given up the chair. And I didn't realize it until later, and I went, snap. Being late. Whoa.
What, Zaina?
What's youngin?
It's her fault for being late. Like,
look at how we all manipulate the story to make it work. Somebody said he could have just got up and walked limping so she would feel bad.
Give her into the chair and be like, don't worry about
See?
It. Ow. Help me get back to this area where I can just stand on one foot.
All right, Bum Leg Billy, a.k.a. DZ, wants to know if he's the jerk for not giving up his seat for the woman who came in late.
Talk to me.
You jerk.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is DZ the jerk for not giving up his chair for a woman that came in? He was at his niece's school trying to help for diversity day, and you were sitting down. They don't know you have a bum knee and that you're getting knee surgery next week, but doesn't matter. She came in late. You didn't give her the seat.
I did not give my seat up, and it wasn't until I realized that the room was looking at me that I went, oh, snap.
Unbelievable.
I should have given up my chair because her daughter was at the table I was sitting at with my niece. So I'm like, oh, snap. I should have given up my chair. I felt jerky.
Shannon's in West Milwaukee. Pull her up.
Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon in West Milwaukee. Hey, Shannon.
Morning, Shannon.
Hi, you guys. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you back.
Happy birthday.
Aw, thank you. You're so sweet. I appreciate that.
I'm going to start with, like, Dizzy, you're not a jerk. Because you know what? If she wanted to see, she should have arrived way before it even started.
Mm.
You don't come 20 minutes late and expect someone to give you your seat.
Sure.
You should have been here on time.
Does
it change if I feel like she was coming from work?
Yep.
Because I think, it was in the middle of the day. It started at like 2:30. Mm-hmm. It was from 2:30 to 3:30. I'm going to be real with you. I reserved that information until just now because I was trying to fix the votes. But I think she was also coming from another job, like, or from a job. I don't know where, but she was coming in like late, looking like, knew she was late. And when she realized she was at our table, she, you know, walked right up and looked me in my eyeballs.
Listen to what somebody texted in. Nay from Greenfield said, not the jerk. Bleep that lady. He's literally crippled. She doesn't know that, though, you guys.
She has no clue. She doesn't even care. Know. And I could fake it well if I'm just standing there. I don't look like my knee is bummed out, right? Like,
no, totally. Mm. All right, thanks. Thanks, Shannon. Have a good day. Not the jerk.
You too. Yeah.
Bye, Shannon. Thank you.
You could tell she was entering mom mode there at the end. It was getting louder and louder.
By
she,
now.
She was in panic mode.
Gotta go bop somebody.
Lori's in Cedarburg. She's one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song.
Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at?
I don't know. You tell me.
There it is.
There it is. Hey, Lori.
Morning, fam.
Morning. Well, first, I gotta say happy birthday, Allie.
That part.
Appreciate that.
And second of all, DZ, you are not a jerk.
Ooh, two for two?
You guys. Come on.
Well, it's the diversity club. We should be diverse. And we shouldn't, as women, even being late, shouldn't expect a seat just because we're a woman. We should stand in the back. If I had my kid there and I was late, I would just stand at the table with the kid.
Huh. Well, somebody texted in. Rachel in Port Washington said, D's knees is not the jerk.
D's
knees. You guys are the best.
I can't stand y'all, bro. Leave me alone.
All right, Lori, thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
Much love, Lori.
What
bye.
More do you say after that? Last but not least, pull up Anna in Sherman Park. She's trying so hard to get her own theme song.
What's today, day three?
I guess. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Good morning. And go, Allie. It's your birthday.
Thank you. I'm dancing with you. Thank you. Somebody said, crippled or not, what gives her the right to the chair?
The fact that she's a woman. I'm going to be completely honest with you. The fact that I was raised that way with chivalrous in my, you know, just chivalrous intentions in my heart and spirit as a man, hurt or not, I'm going to stand up and give that chair up. I'm going to do that because guess what? When the next mother walked in with the child, even later than this last mother that we're talking about, what did I do? I stood up and I gave her the chair.
Yeah.
Because I knew that there weren't any more chairs left.
Yeah.
So now the real instinct kicked in and I went, here's my I'll stand up now and I'll sit on the stairs, right?
Brooke in Greenfield said, 100% not the jerk. I would have gotten up limping and made a whole scene since she wanted one by expecting someone to give up their chair. You guys are wild. Oh, my gosh.
Y'all are funny, but I appreciate it. Y'all appreciate y'all not calling me the jerk.
Yeah. So Anna's still on the phone. Thank you, Anna. Did we get her?
You are not the jerk.
Oh, not the jerk. Did she even say
you are not the jerk?
She said,
I'm sitting over here coughing all this dust up from the broom being swept out.
Ooh, she coughing from the broom, baby. Sweep City, not the jerk.
Thank you, Anna. Have a good day.
Have a good day, y'all.
Appreciate
love
you. Much love, Anna. I knew she was saying not the jerk. She loved a bro like that.
Melissa on the South Side said, not the jerk. The mom should have come on time, and just because she's a woman does not mean that seat is expected to be given up. I can see it was an old lady, a grandma. That's a different story, but this was a young in shape fit mother. Oh no, we're saying it doesn't matter, period.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If it was a woman, we're saying you're fine.
Can I be honest? I still disagree with y'all.
Really?
I think I'm the jerk.
Old school in you.
Regardless of me being like not the jerk, vacuum sweep, right? Anna brought it in. She said this dust from this broom, not the jerk. I still think I'm the jerk.
I should have
given it up immediately off rip.
DZ, you're good to go.
Let's go. I'm good to go.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.